Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Yud Zayin, and we are in the last section of the second parak of Maseches Yuma, parak Barishona. And the parak started off talking about Trumas Hadeshen, and now we're continuing issues related to the Avod in the morning. We spoke about the Ketores. We spoke about how many Kohanim bring up the parts of the Karmat Tamid. That was the last Mishnah that we were just involved in. The Tamid is brought up with 9 Kohanim. That was the, or 10, or 11, or 12, from between 9 and 12, but we went through the numbers yesterday. Really, 6 were the basic. Let's say it's on a regular day, is Keset Atzmo Betisha, but really it means 6 and 3, 3 with the other accoutrements that came up with it. And that's what we're talking about here in the Brisa that we're in the middle of now. We're talking about the Gemara said how many. We're trying to find the makar for how do you know 6 is the basic, and then plus 3, and then plus 1 for the Slokal Shalmayim, Bechulu. So we started darshaning from the Pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra, Va'aruchu Bnei Aaron, Akonim Esanasachim, and we quoted the Brisa about Tafasta Muat Tafasta, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, right? We're quoting a number of versions of that phrase, that we quoted regarding Midos and Modedin is the pasuk coming liftoch olin ol. So let's pick up where we're up to by the Brisa. The Brisa was talking about not only the number of Kohanim that are from Va'archu Va'arach, but we're talking about Zav and Zav. Let's read that last line that we were just referring to. Abba Reb Nechemya, V'chima ba'kas of liftoch olin ol, lo ba'olin ol el liftoch. Im Omer Yamim Asara. If it said Yamim Rabim, a woman has to see a certain number of days in order before she becomes a Zava. So it says Yamim Rabim. So what does Yamim mean? 10? In Elamea, maybe it means 100. El Masayim, 200. El Elf, 1,000. El Ribo. Shata Omer Yamim Shnayim Patachtas. That's what you know. It must mean 2 because of Tafasta Muat Tafasta. So the Gemara now quotes a different makar that it's not based on Tafasta Muat or Tafasta Meruba, but it's based on the Pesukim Pesukim themselves. Rabbi Mana Amar B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Yamim Shnayim. Yamim, we say, means, but we don't, it's plural, so we say it means 2. Yachol Yamim Harbi. You might think Yamim means Harbi many. So the Gemara says Merubin Hain. If it means more than 2, it means Merubin, then Halak Faru Nemar Rabim. But the next word says Rabim. So you wouldn't need Rabim. If Yamim itself means many, like 5 or 6, then you would say that Rabim is totally extra. Halo Dibir El Bi Yamim Mu'atim. So Yamim must mean the smallest amount. V'kamehain Havi Omer Shnayim. That's why Yamim must mean 2. If a woman has a Ri'ah of 2, Rabim, that was Rabim adding another one. Shlosha, it's adding 3. Yachol Rabim Asar. You might think Rabim means adding on more, 10. Amar Yamim, Amar Rabim. No, we compare. It says Yamim, Rabim. So we're comparing it that it each means the minimum that it could mean. Ma Yamim Mi'ut Yamim Shnayim. Just like Yamim, the Mi'ut is, the minimum is 2. For Rabim, Mi'ut Rabim Shlosha. So the Rabim, the Mi'ut, the minimum it could go up is 1 more, and therefore 3 altogether. Says the Gemara, maybe it means 3 by itself. Yachol Shnayim Vishlosha. Hare Chamisha. Maybe Yamim means 2. Rabim means more than Yamim, which is 3, and you add them together. The Gemara says, no, v'chim nelmar yamim v'rabim, v'ala lo nelmar ele yamim rabim. Rabim is modifying yamim. It's not 2 different things, yamim and rabim. Haketzad, harabim halalu, yihu merubim al shnayim. This rabim will be merube on the shnayim, the 2 that already we learned. V'kamahein, havi omar, shlosha. So that's the makar for a zava. So we know a zava. It's a woman who has a re'iyah of 3 in a row, a zava gadola. If she has 1, then she only has to wait 1 clean day, a shomeres yom keneged yom. If she sees 2 days, then also she has to wait 1 clean day and only 3. So that's when she's a zava gadola and she has to wait shivin nekiyim and she has to bring a karbon. Different than nida, as we know, because nida is considered something natural, something that is not mechayev a karbon, and a nida does not need shivin nekiyim. I mean, there are differences between the two. Anita only has to just do, at the end of the 7 days, do a hafsek tara, and then after she's clean, then that night she could go to the mikvah. A zava gadola could really go to the mikvah during the day on the 7th day, but she just has to wait, because she doesn't want to be so seres, and then, have to start over again. But, that's a zava and, Anita. We mentioned often the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam counts 2 separate mitzvahs for the karbanos of a zav and the karbanos of a zava. Different than the karbanos of a mitzvah, the Rambam counts 1 mitzvah for the kavanas of a mitzora and a mitzora as. And the Rambam himself explains, right, the Rambam, mitzvah ayin dalet is the kavanas of a zav, mitzvah ayin hay is the kavanas of a zava, and a mitzvah ayin zayin is the ayin vav is kavanah of yoledes, and the mitzvah ayin zayin is the kavanas of a mitzora, and there's only one for the kavanas of a mitzora. So the Rambam himself explains in mitzvah ayin hay. After ayin dalet, yakriv karban kol ish zav kishinazabem mizavo, right, after a zav who has the emission, also the different rules for zav and zava, as it's described in Masecha Zavin, the Rambam says, v'ulai makshe yiksha alai v'yomar, maybe someone might ask and say, acha sha'amar sha'karban azav hu ka'karban azava, if they're the same karbanos, lama lo timne min ha'karban. Why do you count yischayev bo kol mishi yischayev? Why don't you just count karbanos of ziva? And whoever's chayv is chayv, kamosha asiyas b'karban chatas, v'karban hashem v'adai. Just like you count only one karban chatas, and it goes for all the situations, you're chayv v'karban chatas, or hashem v'adai, v'karban hashem talui, v'karban olav yored, shem manita, kol echad v'fnei atzma, mitzvah achaz belvad, v'lo chashash to l'ribuy ha'avonos, shechayavin al kol avon mehem ha'karban ahu, kein. You don't count each one. So why do you count this separately? Hinei, don't go by the person. You should know that we know that zav and zava, they're not because of the sins. They're situational karbanos. And zav and zava have different situations. If it was basically the same idea, if they're basically the same thing, but it's not true. There are differences between how a zav, a man becomes a zav, and how a woman becomes a zava. It's not the same thing. And in certain details, they're opposites. And therefore, says the Rambam, I count it separately. And I'm not sure if the following is what tipped the Rambam off, or it just fit into what he already knew. V'raya brura alze, Amram, the Rambam says, the beginning of the second parak in Krisos, Tavchesam and Aleph, what does the Gemara say? What's the name of that parak? Arba'a b'chusrei kapara. Ve'eluhain, hazav v'hazava v'hayoledes v'hamitzora. The form of chusrei kapara, and Chazal list off zav and zava separately, and mitzora only has one. V'nei tira ech yimnu hazava hazava b'shnayim v'yimne mitzora pe'echad ye'isha u'isha ki zivas ha'ish zulas zivas ha'isha. So therefore, the Rambam says you learn it from that that halacha that we've quoted often. If you look at the two mitzvahs later, mitzvah ayin zayin, the Rambam asks another question on the mitzvah mitzora, which he was just talking about, the kabbanas of a mitzora and a mitzora as. Counts separately. She yakriv kol mitzora karban shenirpe michal yo v'hu shalosh behemos ola chatas asham v'lok shaman v'im hu ani shakar keves l'asham v'shei torim. Okay. V'im yomar omer lama lo timne karban mechusre kapara kulam mitzvah achas. Why don't you put all the mechusre kapara karbanos zav zav yeles mitzora together? Achar sheish lam inyan echad yikpitzeim v'hu chisur kapara. You should say, count one mitzvah, that the following people aren't mushlam in their tara process until they bring their karban. Zav, zava, yeles, mitzora. Kemosha timne tara b'mikvah, mitzvah achas. Like you count going to a mikvah as one, count karbanas of nechusha kapara as one. Similar kind of question. Before he asked Zava Zava versus Mitzora, now he's just saying, why don't you count all of them together? Says the Rambam, Hashem Yodea, Shezeh Hayaroi Bli Safik, Im Hayakarban Kalechem Elu, Arba Mechusri Kapara Kamanechad, Lo Yishtaneh. Kemotar Bemikva Bamayim, Shu Min Miminetaras, if it was all the same. Ulam Mitzad His Chalfus Karbon Osein, it's not all the same carbon. All time people go to the mikvah, so you can count mikvah as one. But a zava and a mitzora and a yoledes, they all have different karbanos. How can you say it's all counted as one? It can't be one tahara mechanism. Ulam mitzad his chalfus karbanos same gom shatira his chayav limnos called karban biyichud behechrach ki adavar shabotishlam taras ha echad zulas hadavar shabotishlam taras ha acher. The way that one person becomes tar is not the same. And therefore the Rambam says you have to count it separately. V'zeh kemo meinida u'mei mikvah va'arba minim shebe mitzora shein shalosh mitzvos. So the Rambam says that's why you have to count them all separately. Okay. A lot there. Let's continue now. So this was the Bryce that spoke about the numbers for a Zava. Again, Bizman Azeh, as we know, there is no Nida versus Zava. Everyone is considered a Zava. That's the Chumr de Rabbi Zera in Mesechus Nida around Samach Vav. It's known as Chumr de Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said it, but again, it's not a Chumr today. It's a halacha that call woman, Shatipa, Sherboa, Tipos Dam Kachardol, Yoshevas Allah, Shiva, Yoshevas Allah, Shiva Nikiyim. Actually, Shiva Nikiyim, treating it like a Zava Gedola. Okay, we continue the, Brysa. Says the Brysa, the Arachu B'nei Aharon, the Brysa continues getting back to trying to find the source for the minimum of six carrying the limbs of the carbon tamid. The Arachu B'nei Aharon, Yachol, Arachu is plural. And they shall arrange. Yachol Meya, you might think Varachu is 100. Tabalomar Va'arach HaKohen Osam, which is the singular. So you have two psukim. You have Va'arachu and you have Va'arach, right? Va'arachu at the beginning of Va'yikapel Alav Halachaches. Va'arachu Be'aaron HaKohen Anisachim as a rosh as a pader v'chulu. And then four psukim later, Va'arach HaKohen Osam Al Ha'etzim Mashar Al Ha'esh. So which is it? So Iva Arach, so if it says Va'arachu, you might think that's 100, it says Va'arach. Iva Arach, HaKohen Osam, Yachol Yehi Kohen Echad, Orech Kaskol HaEvram. You might think all you need is one. Tam Balomar Va'arachu, so it says plural. So which is it? HaKetzad, Kohen Echad, Orech Shnei Evarim. What do? You have one Kohen that carries two limbs. If you have one Kohen that carries two limbs, so that's Yotzei, the mitzvah, Pasuk of Va'arach. And then you have more than one coin involved, then you have Va'arachu. So then you're Yotzei both psukim. That's what the Karban Eidah says. Nimsa shnei haksuvim kayamim shahar be'koanim asukin bo. For koin echad osik b'shnei evarim. Back to the Gemara. Okay, it's that koin echad orech shnei evarim. V'kamehen evarim, how many evarim do you have? Asara. You have 10 evarim, 10 pieces. So each koin carries two, so that's five. Right? Five koanim, v'echad b'kerbaim, and one for the innards. That's six. Nimsa hatzla ola b'shisha. Rabbi Shmuel says the minimum is six. You'll learn it from there. Again, va'arach, you have to put va'arach and va'arachu. How many limbs are there? 10. So there's each coin carries two. So that's five. Plus the kirbayim, that's six. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva has a different shot. Va'arachu shnayim. B'nei Aharon shnayim. Hakohanim shnayim. Different makar for six. So that's each one of those is two. Malamecha tle ola b'shisha. A different limbud. Hakohanim. At the next phrase. Hakohanim. Maybe you're learning it from the extra hey. Hakohanim l'rabos hakarachim. To include bald kohanim. Include bald kohanim. You might have thought, that's, kireach is, balmum. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Hakohanim includes. Look in the, Karban Eidah. Hey da hakohanim l'rabos kohen shehu kireach shakasher min haTorah ve'eno pasul el mishum maris ha'ayin. And the only problem would be maris ha'ayin delo ketana. Why would you think delo ketana? There is a tana in Maseches Bechoros in the seventh parak. Disover the min haTorah pasul, right? The min haTorah's pasul ve'ezo kireach kol she'en lo shita shol seir makevet and ozon l'ozen. You don't have a row of hair going around. But again, this is the Hakohanim, that's this Tana of this Brisa says that Hakohanim is kosher. Look at the Reb Chaim Kanievsky also quotes the Gemara elsewhere. Shekshirim lavoda velo tema kol isha sher bo mum yizera aharon ksiv misha shave bezaro shel aron hu deboy mum li pasel yotzu karachin sheino shave bezaro shel aron shenifsalam bo mum kedesvir leletana demasisa. And like he quotes that other Tana there in Maseches Bechoros. Okay, Hakohanim includes kirechem. V'halo, I guess a kirech doesn't have to worry about the isser of brushing one's hair on Shabbos. Remember that Mishnah Bura? Mishnah Bura screams and says that every rabbi has to make sure that their members know that you can't brush your hair normally on Shabbos because that's a psik reisha. If you use a regular brush and a regular, especially a comb, so then hair is going to get ripped out, and even if that's not your kavana, if you do it normally, there's always hair in the brush. So you have to use a special brush, you have to do it softly, but a kireach wouldn't have to worry about that. But that's the Mishnah Berurah's, one of the Mishnah Berurah's azharas to publicize. Says the Gemara, one second, this pasuk that we've just been talking about va'arach and va'arachu, if you look, that's talking about bakar. The Torah goes through bakar, tzon, oaf, that's bakar. The Mishnah says six is for sheep. but Bakar needs more. How could the Gemara be relating this to sheep, which is the Tabit Shachar, is talking about Bakar. And Bakar is not six. It's either, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky here explains, either it's 24, right, like the carbon sibur, or it's one, like the carbon yachid. You could do it however much you want. So how is the Gemara quoting this in the context of sheep? It says Rechai Kadievsky, Haikra Dava Archu Biben Habakar Ksiv, Ubinidvas Yachid, Uminalan Lamidrish, Linitamashal Shachar, Ubitla. How do you know to extend it? Vaha Adaraba, Ben Habakar Shaninu Bemastisa, and Shehuba Chav Dalid, Ubiyachilatilubechad. So it's either 1 or 24, it's not 6. So my answer is Shimon Barba, Rabbi Yochanan, Vishim Rabbi Yanai, Nemer Khan, Aricha, Venemer Lahalan, Vaaracha Kohen Osam. It says by Bakar, Aricha, like we just said, but it also says another pasuk by Tzon, Va'arach Hakohen Osam. So Gzeir Shava, Ma'aricha, Shenemer Lahalon, Betamish Al Shachar, Hakasim Medaber. Just like the latter Va'arach is about the Tamish Al Shachar, which is sheep, Avaricha, Shenemer Khan, Betamish Al Shachar, Hakasim Medaber. You could also learn it to teach you about sheep. You could extend it. Ula Bar Shmuel, B'Shemer Balazar, Einot Sarach. Right, he says that, you don't need the Gzeir Shava of Aricha, Aricha. You can learn it from the pasuk itself. That was talking about the Tabit Shel Shachar. Why? B'mashba shenemar va'archu. Ein anu yodim shem shnayim. It says va'archu, so I know two. V'yadarash va'archu shnayim b'nei Aaron shnayim akonim shnayim. Right, you darshan that it's taught you, this is, again, the brayso that we just had before, we repeated first. So we darshan the sixth, like Rabbi Akiva. V'tani kein, but we also know, ein lecha kodim tamit shel shachar el k'toris belvad. The only thing that goes before the carbon tamit, there's nothing brought on the mizbeach achitzon, before the carbon tamid, there's nothing there except the ktoris. The ktoris is burned on the mizbeach hapnimi, but only a avodah that's done beforehand is the ktoris. And the pasuk gives the impression, the Pnei Moshe, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explained it this way, that this va'arach is the first thing that's being done. Bakar can't be the first thing that's being done, right? The carbon tamid is the first that's being done. So that's why it also must be talking about the Talmud as well. I'll read it through the Pnei Moshe. Also says it, but I'll read it from Chaim Kanievsky, because that's what we were just reading. V'havikoi hai v'archu gamal ha'etzim v'gamal ha'nesachim v'shabar v'imatzas l'meila v'archu shnayim. Right, you learn that it's about bakar, but you also relate it to sheep. Why? Dekroi mashma detekef la'arichas ha'esh ya'aruch ha'nesachim. Right after you set up the fire, right, al ha'esh, right, you put this nesachim. So what are you putting there on the esh? So it has to be the nesach piece of what? It has to be the korban tamid. Korban tamid is sheep. So therefore, the pasuk also must be referring to sheep, not just bakar. Not just bakar. Says the Gemara now. Yecholin heim shlosha laha aloso. What is this now going on? The Mishnah said that an ayol, a ram, that gets 11 kohanim. So says the Gemara, maybe that should be even three. There's no pasuk by ayol. So maybe it should be even three. One to carry up the ivarim, and one to carry up the flour, and one to carry up the ayin. What do you need 11 for? Ela kidei lasos pumbi. You're right, there's a minimum, that you would need, but even if the pasuk doesn't say it, as we said a couple of days ago, you wanna be pumbi, you wanna have many more kohanim involved, v'rovam hajos melech, to, make a whole big, to-do with the avoda. The more involved, the more exciting it is, and the more cover there is to the avoda. Rabbanan tekesaran amri, mipnei similar, mipnei ma par kara basrim va'arba, wadi does a par get 24? You could do it with less. Kedei lasos pumbi, or pumfi ledavar. Al shem, bevei salachim nahalech baragesh. As we've said, we go with a lot of excitement. Nahalech baragesh. The more people involved, the more ragesh, the more excitement there is. Good. Last line. So, and again, as Chaim Kanievsky explains this, he plays a role on these lines. We said, so you jump and use these psukim about va'arach for the seh, but also you can't deny the pashup shot. You can't deny the pashup shot that is talking about, par. That's darash va'archu shnayim b'nei Aaron, shnayim hakonim, shnayim, so you're right. The bakar that's mentioned in the in the Mishnah was 20, well, it could be 24, that Bakar, but also you could darshan the Pasuk itself to teach me six. What do you mean six? Doesn't it say 24 in the Mishnah? So Rav Chaim Gruevsky says maybe one's lechatchila and one's bidievet. And that is, even one for a carbon yachid, that's bidyeved. L'chadchili should use six for all, even though we darshan used it for the carbon tamid. Mide pshuto lo yatsa, that is talking about a par, and the chadchila par should have six. And that way, the pasuk is following the pshuto shal mikra as well. The Gemara in Yevamis, in the Bavli, says that there is no exception to the rule of Eina Mikra Yosem Idei Pshuto, except for one. There's one exception. The Pasuk by Yibum, HaBechor Asher Teled. The Bechor Asher Teled, we darshan, is not talking about the child. The Bechor that's born is talking about the oldest brother, Yakim Al Shem Achiv HaMeis. That's the only exception to the rule. The Ramban picks up in that line in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban says, the Pasuk doesn't say Ein HaMikra Ela Pshuto. It says Eina Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. There are many levels of interpretation, but you can't reject the pshut al shel mikra, says the Ramban. Okay, let's continue. Says the Hadron al Perek Barishona, and we can get into the third parak of Maseches Yuma. Omar lahen hamamuna, the mamuna, the appointed one who is going to wake them up or be involved in the morning, not waking them up, but he says suru, he announces, says go see if it's light enough. To start, right, they did the Trumas Hadeshin. Now, go see if it's light enough to do the Shechitas HaKarban Tamid. This is done every single day, but including Yom Kippur. Arla Mamuna Tsuru Im Higiyas Mana Shechita. Has this Mana Shechita come? Who is this Mamuna? So Rashi on the Mishnah, the Karbanei that quotes Rashi, who has Skan? Who has Mamuna? Right, the Skan is the one that's Mamuna. Tosas Yishanim doesn't think that's true. He thinks it's somebody else. Tosas Yishanim here on Daf Lamates. Pierce Bekunches, who are Mamuna, who are Skan, ve'eno nira. Ela Adam Acher Haya, Shai Mamuna Alkach. I think, look what I wrote earlier. I think it's someone else who is appointed to do this. So Amar Lama Mamuna, Tsuru, go see if the time of Shechita come. Im Higia, if the time has come already. Haroe Omer, Barkai. The one who sees says, Barkai. What's Barkai? Some type of Lashon of light. It is light. It's already dawn. It's already time for the Shechita. Masya ben Shmuel Omer, hey, your Pnei Kol HaMizrach, has the entire sky, right? He went up on a very high, place in the Mikdash. That's why he has a good view. Is the whole sky clean, clear and light? Achav Chevron, all the way to Chevron. Why do we mention Chevron? We'll see. V'hu Omer Hin, and he answers, yes, even till Chevron, and it is, time for the carbon to be brought. Interesting, the Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah Taf Aleph, the mitzvah of carbon tamid, is bothered. You know, usually the Mishnah says in Megillah that yes, it's daytime for Mamura Shachar, but Lachadchila, we're always supposed to do everything, all mitzvahs Hayom, after our nates, after sunrise. But here it sounds like Lachadchila right away, maybe. So the Minchas Chinuch says, the only reason why we don't do it from Amud HaShachar, we do it from Neitz, because we don't want people to be confused and maybe do it too early. Kohanim's reason. They're not going to make that mistake, and therefore it could even be done L'chadchila. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Aleph, Os Gimel. V'tzorach Lomar, the Kohanim's reason heim below Ta'u, Alkein L'chadchila Makriven Ba'alos HaShachar. That's what he says here in Mitzvah Taf Aleph. The Chinuch, we haven't read this Chinuch in a while, talks on the mitzvah of Karban Tamid. Remember, the Rambam counts one mitzvah of Karban Tamid, as we're talking about, and the Ramban counts two mitzvahs of Karban Tamid. The Chinuch here says what he says in many places, what the shorish of the mitzvah of the Karban Tamid is. Bishorshi mitzvahs, Karbanos, he said, I've written in general what the message of Karbanos is, but I'm going to tell you something specific here. V'achar osam ha-ta'amim, ani mamshach gam kein tana tamidim lomar, shenis tavinu b'avoda zu ha-tamidis, were commanded this constant mitzvah avoda, shi pa'am pa'mayim b'yom b'zrichas ha-shemesh, u'min toso la'rov, when the sun is rising and the sun is setting, l'ma'an nis'orer mitoch ha-maisa hazeh, so that we are awakened through this act, v'nasim kol libeinu v'kol machshavoseinu l'davka b'shem baruch hu, that we put all of our heart and machshavis to be close and dveikus with Hashem. Ka'omri kama pa'amim, like I've said often, sha'adam nif'al betivo misarel fi ezek ma'aseyu. Right? Acharei peulos nimshach asalavavos. We're influenced by our actions. V'lachin biyos ha'adam nachon b'tivo shitzarach l'sakin lo mazon pa'amayim erev avoker. Because the average person says the chinuch eats twice a day, morning and night. So when we eat twice a day, there shouldn't be any less than our connection to Hashem. We focus on ourselves twice a day. We should focus on Hashem twice a day. Nitztava sheyasim magamaso v'isko be'esek avodes bar'o gamkin shtei pa'amim. Twice a day we focus on ourselves to get ready for food. So twice a day we should think about Hashem. L'valtia avodes ha'eved la'atzmo yisera al avodas l'rabo. So that our avoda to ourselves should be no greater than our avoda to Hashem. If we focus on ourselves twice a day preparing food, so too Hashem. So you might say nowadays most people out there eat three meals a day. So maybe that's the three tefillas that we have. Even though we have two karbanas, that's part of why we have an extra tefillas arvus rishus maybe. The kol ze lama l'kadesha orer rucho v'chatzot tamid l'skored baro. So you remember. Also, the mitzvah of the karban tamid, the Rambam's formulation is, the chinuch's formulation, shenitz tavinu Yisrael sheyakrivu al yedei mishorsi Hashem yizbarach sheyem akohanim. Interesting formulation. Bnei Yisrael are commanded to be makriv the karbanos through the Kohanim, with the help of the Kohanim. But the mitzvah is on Yisrael. It doesn't say Nistavinu HaKohanim. Nistavinu Yisrael. And then he says, Mikol Makom Iker Ashara LeBezdin. The Iker Ashara is for Bezdin. This mitzvah applies, obviously, always. The Chinuch says, well, who's Mevatel the mitzvah? So he says at the end, Vim Shemachas V'Shalom Yisrashlu Ba Shalo LaHakrivam B'chol Yom Bitla Sezev Ashkaga Nitlais al Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Hayodim Bedavar Im Yesh Koch B'Yadim L'Sakim B'Shum Sad. If any Jew has the power to make sure it's given, so they're all going to be held accountable. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar L'Hamamuna V'Chulu Mao Burkai. What's Burkai? Right, the Roa says Burkai Barakas. What's Barakas? So the some type of light. The Karban Eda says Hivrik Hashachar, or Barakas in the Gemara. Lashon Barak, like a lightning. Shahanitzotzotz yotzim min harakia. Some type of lightning and light that comes from the sky. Taman Amrin, Barok Burka, Anhar Manhara. Some type of light. Says the Gemara now. Lumdish discussion that relates to many other sugis elsewhere. The Eidech Anemon, wow, you trust one aid? Eid Echad, this is Isurin. Is this Eid Echad Nehman be Isurin? Right? Or is this more? This is Karbanos. Right? Some Achronim say, maybe the question is, because this is against the Chazakah. The Chazakah de Meikara, that it's nighttime. So, maybe that's why. Do we trust an Eid Echad Neged Acheskas Isur? What do you mean, Nida? Right? The look in the back, the Sefer Or Hayasher says, the whole Makar for Eid Echad Nehman be Isurin is an Isha Nida, and she's Neged Acheskas Isur. Unless you say, oh, that's asui lehishtanos, it's going to be mishtana. So to here is going to be mishtana, right? It's going to, the light is that we know, day is going to come. So it's a big discussion about Eidecha Neman Cheskas Isser, but this is an interesting application of it. So Eidecha, it says the Gemara, Eidecha Neman, you trust one aid, shan yehi hacha. Yeah, here is different. She, skip the ain, sha'ad yachal lamod alav. Because you could see yourself. It's called a davar sha'asil his galos, right? It's going to become clear in a second. So that's why we trust if it's davar, there's lower standards by a davar sha'asil his galos. Says the Gemara, v'chash lomar, I'll do alil v'nafa kumin har, but by the time you get down there, then it's for sure going to be light. So you have to know if it's light this second. If you take a few minutes till you see, of course it's going to be light. Gemara says, chakima himosa. No, it's known. It's known. Right when he says it, it's known. It's not like a few seconds later. Right away, it's a davar sha'asid l'sgalos. And therefore, there are lower standards by a davar sha'asid l'sgalos. Right? We have that by the last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin also talks about that concept of lower standards. A big sugi in Maseches Yevamos about Eidus Isha. We know there are lower standards for Eidus Isha, for a woman to get remarried, to trust that her husband died. So there's different as far as why we are more flexible. One of them is that it is a davar sha'asil hisgalos. The Rambam's lashon in the end of Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam says, "Aval davar she'efshar la'amod al burio shelo mipid ha'ed hazeh." Something that you could know, you could ascertain the veracity of it even without this aid. I mean, if the husband walks in, ve'ein aid yachola hishamet em eino davar emes kagon zeh shehayet shemes ploni lo ekpida Torah lav Shedavar rachoku sheyoed b'ho'edah b'sheker. It's very far-fetched to say an aid would give sheker if it's something that, you know, can be undone by the person walking in. I skipped the earlier line. Shalakpida Torah al ha'adah shnei edim v'shar mishpatei ha'edus el badavar she'en of the yacham alamod al burio. Ella mipi edim ube'edusan. The Torah is makbed on two only by something that there's no other way to find out the truth. But here there is another way. So that's why that's called davar she'asil hizgalos. That's what Gemara says here as well. Continuing, Amar Eid Echad no lad ish ploni b'Shabbos, just relating this to other context. If an Eid Echad says, so-and-so, this baby boy was born on Shabbos. Malan also appeared. The next Shabbos, you allow bris milah, even though, it's a chilul Shabbos, the malach of chovel, we've shown him which av malacha is chovel, but either way, bris milah, bismana is docha Shabbos, it's a malacha, and you trust based on that. Chashecha motzi Shabbos. The Mefarshim explained this means, in the days of old, in the days of the Mishnah, the babies born in the eighth month were assumed not to be cheskas chayim. They were all going to die. Babies born in the ninth month was okay. What if the Shabbos was the last day? It says Shabbos, but it really can mean any day. Somebody could testify he was born after the night, when it's already night, and the first ninth month. Chashcha Moshe Shabbos, so you assume he's a bar kayama, and therefore the following Shabbos, we don't assume it's like a dead body. Right, then there, and muksa. Metaltel and also alpiv. You can be metaltel, right, the baby, because you trust the person that it's a cheskas chai. Again, a piksugi mesecha Shabbos. We don't have this nowadays, science. Rabbi Imi metaltel alpum melavisa. And Rabbi Imi was metaltel based on the word of the midwives. Rav Matanya metaltel alpum ivriyasa dazara. Rav Matanya also trusted the people saying that it was already the rays of light that came only at nighttime. He trusted that it was already nighttime too. Rabbi Ami metaltel alpum neshaya. He trusted the women. The Amrim Shim Shavis al Susisa. He trusted the women that said that the sun has already come out or set over Susia. Either way, he trusted these women who aren't usually trusted. So you see, there's a lot of flexibility in this because again, maybe Milsa Davidi Ligaluye. Last line, Valama ad Shehu Bechevron, Vahu Amar Hain. Why do you mention Chevron here? So start off the day mentioning Zchus Avos, meaning our Zchuyos of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are buried in Chevron. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Yibu Yud Zayin, but Hashem will pick up with this next time.